The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
It is Grace to You with Dr. John MacArthur. You hear him every weekday afternoon at 9 a.m. and noon, and he's written all kinds of books, has lots of resources and the like. And joining us now from the ministry, a voice very familiar to a lot of people who listen to Grace to You each day, is Phil Johnson. Phil, it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you've been with the ministry for quite a while now. You've got a great story.
Yeah, coming up on 40 years. It doesn't seem that long. I look back on it, it still feels new in some ways, but I've been here nearly four decades.
Wow. And it's just amazing to see how the ministry has grown over the years. I know for me, I started here at the mission back in 2006, and shortly after I got here, the very first event we did was an event with Dr. MacArthur. Came into town. We were at Grace Church, had, I don't know, almost 2,300 people, I think, for that event, and it was the first time I had a chance to interview him and talk to him, and especially after listening to him for so many years, I don't get very, you know, starstruck that often, so to speak, but just after enjoying Dr. MacArthur's teaching for quite a while, getting a chance to meet him in person was really neat. So I have to imagine for you sitting down with him when you get into the studio, just have learned and grown so much.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing, really. I started out as a listener myself. Grace, you started on the radio in 1978, I think it was, or maybe it was 1977, in the late 70s. And I was an early listener. I used to hear John, and years before I had met him, sort of fantasized about, wish I could work with this guy. I was a book editor, and his material was so rich, I thought, you know, he needs to be writing books. He hadn't published much at that point, and I just, every time I heard him speak, I thought, he needs to do a book on this. So what ultimately brought us together was my work editing books. He began to publish books with Moody Press, which is where I worked. And so I started working on his books, and he liked my work. I liked his material, and the Lord brought us together.
And how was that like, you know, knowing radio? And then we'll get a little behind the scenes for people to get a flavor of that. I mean, what the technology was and how we did radio back in the late 70s and 80s is completely different than from now.
Yeah.
Lots of tape and razor blades and editing and things
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. When I came here, everybody referred to Grace to You as the tape ministry. We were a tape ministry. And now, if you even use the word tape as a verb, you know, did you tape that? all the young people will say, what?
Yeah. Well, and it's true, because back in at that time, you would mail out cassette tapes of the teaching. You know, it would be on the radio, and if you wanted a copy, you got a copy on cassette tape.
That's right. We had these big machines that would load pre-recorded tape into the cassette shell, and they were fascinating to watch. Some of the most intricate machinery I've ever seen work. And I never envisioned that the day would come when we would do away with those things, but we barely produce any cassettes these days.
Yeah, and same thing with CDs. I mean, we went from cassette tapes, then CDs was all the rage, and now with MP3 and digital and the downloads and the podcasts, it's just blows my mind at times when I think about that, the way the technology has changed for us to get God's word out is so much easier now.
It is, and it's amazing. You know, if you have a smartphone, you have access to all of 3,500 sermons that John MacArthur has preached over 50 years' time. You can download any of them into your phone and listen to them for free. It's just an amazing thing, and I would not have envisioned that back in the 70s.
Yeah, it's I absolutely agree with you. Again, Phil Johnson is joining us from Grace to You. Our ministry of the month is Grace to You, heard every weekday morning at 9 and noon here on The Mission. And, you know, speaking of some of those resources that Dr. MacArthur has written, we've got some to give away. We'll do that a little bit later here. But we've got a copy of One Perfect Life, The Complete Story of the Lord Jesus. We'll be giving away. Plus, you got a chance to enter to win the grand prize, which is a MacArthur Study Bible, which is an amazing deal. I've got one sitting on my desk right now, and I love thumbing through it. And you can also go to our fan club page and enter to win there as well. And when I think of Dr. MacArthur's teaching and going all the way back, and it's so great because those messages, again, because the preaching of God's word is timeless, and stuff he recorded 50 years ago is as relevant as it is then as it is today.
That's right. In fact, we still have the recording of the very first sermon John MacArthur preached when he became pastor of Grace Church. And that is in our cycle of things we air from time to time. Mm-hmm. So you're likely to hear that very first sermon on Grace to You someday. And you listen to it and you go, he could be talking to us today. Everything about it is, as you said, as relevant as it was. He's never been one to sort of draw illustrations from whatever movie is popular or what's going on right now. He doesn't talk a lot about current events or things like that. And so that lets the teaching be timeless. If he has to illustrate something, he'll illustrate it with a biblical story. And so that translates not only into any time zone, it translates into any culture, any language. It's a great approach to preaching because it never does get old.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I mean, being timeless and reaching around the world, I mean, it's you've got a huge global impact. And when you think about that, I'm sure when you started with the ministry 40 years ago, to see who you're reaching, and now with the internet, where you're able to see who's listening and downloading the sermons and contacting you, and the feedback from people who are blessed by Dr. MacArthur's teaching must be just fun to see, but just amazing to see how it's reaching people for God.
It's mind-boggling. You know, it took 10 years, I think, for Grace to You to distribute 1 million cassette tapes at the beginning. Now we have more than 2 million sermons downloaded every single month.
Oh, wow.
So the number of people listening is just exponentially larger than it was when the ministry began. And it's an amazing thing to see.
I know I mentioned to our listeners a lot that, you know, when people ask that, you know, how do you support the mission, or how can we pray for you? And I said, well, first of all, pray for the radio station and the ministries on the air. But your best way to support us is to support the programs you enjoy, like Grace to You. How important is it for you when you receive that feedback, whether it's a letter or an email or just a note on a social media page about the impact that Grace to You is having?
It's vitally important. It's really the only gauge that counts to us. It's not dollars or numerical, really. It's that personal feedback we get from people who say, I listened to this message, and here's what happened in my life. Here's how the Lord transformed our family. The stories that we get like that are just, they make it so you could never consider doing anything else. This is the most important thing I could possibly do, work in a ministry like this where the Word of God is taken worldwide, and the feedback we get from people whose lives have changed is priceless. And there's so much of it, you realize I can't even digest it all, but I can't wait for eternity to hear all these stories again and again, you know, for eternity.
And there'll be people who didn't write or reach out that were impacted by Dr. MacArthur's teaching and what you guys are doing on the radio show. And I love the format, too, of the show with the teaching. But then when you guys sit down in studio and, you know, go through some of the questions and talk about that and really kind of help drill down, and people come away with a even closer experience to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, my favorite thing to do is have John in the studio and just I ask him questions and he answers. People sometimes ask, who scripts those for you? And I go, they don't. I ask him the questions I wonder about, and then he answers, and that makes great radio.
Yeah, it is compelling. It's great teaching, and it's just been a mainstay here on the mission for many, many years. And I'm just so pleased to have Grace to You as our ministry of the month for the month of March. And again, you can listen weekdays at 9 and noon. You can go through our program guide page at am980themission.com or gty.org. Go directly there on one place. But you have access to so much material and so much teaching. And like you said, having that feedback is so important. I remind people, it's not, you know, when I do that, it's not about, like you said, the dollars. It's oftentimes just that note of encouragement, that letter is so important. And it's a two-way street, because when we're able to bless the ministry, it's great to give that blessing back in praise. Because as you know, in radio, you sit in that studio and put stuff out, and, you know, you don't know who's all listening right at that time or what you're doing. And that's why that feedback is so important.
That's right.
Very good. Phil Johnson, again, our guest from Grace to You. Let people get a little bit more about you. Share us your faith story. Did you grow up in a Christian home?
Sort of. My family went to a very liberal church, so I don't remember hearing the gospel. And I would say I didn't really grow up under the sound of the gospel. I would have considered myself a Christian. But when I was about 17 years old, just before I graduated from high school, I picked up the Bible to read one night, which is something I never did. But I was feeling guilty or convicted about something I had done that was bad that day. I don't even remember what it was. But began to read, and I just sort of opened the Bible at random, and it opened to the first page of 1 Corinthians, which is not where you'd send a high school kid for an evangelistic message, right?
Right.
But that's where Paul just rails on the wisdom of this world and how it's foolishness to God. And something about that just struck at my heart and said, everything you're doing in your life that you think makes you a good person is utterly worthless in the eyes of God. And that set me on a quest to really understand Christianity. And a series of providential things happened within that same week. Before the week was over, I had been given a gospel tract that had very clear gospel presentation on it, made clear the way of salvation. A friend who was barely a friend of mine, a guy I only knew peripherally, invited me to an evangelistic crusade where the preacher gave a message on the meaning of the cross, and he started from Isaiah 53. And I remember just being floored by the fact that here's a message about the crucifixion of Christ from the Old Testament. And just the fact that the Old Testament had so much about, he went to Psalm 22 as well, so many details about the crucifixion of Christ that had been foretold prophetically, just realizing that erased any question in my mind about whether the Bible was the Word of God and reliable. And I began to believe, and before the week was out, I was a solid Christian.
Wow. What was that like then? Did you go back to your liberal church or what?
No, I left it immediately, started looking for, I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is, of course, the home of lots of charismatic churches,
yeah,
and lots of Southern Baptist churches, and I was coming from a Methodist church. So I just began to visit churches with no criteria in mind other than I want someone who's going to open the Bible and explain what it's saying.
Yeah.
And just a half mile from my house was this tiny independent Baptist church where the pastor did just that. And on the first Sunday I visited, on a Sunday morning, he recognized me as a visitor and asked who I was. And I said, I'm a new Christian looking for a church. He says, well, you found one. And he says, are you baptized? And I said, not since I believed. And he says, we come tonight and I'll baptize you. And he did.
Wow.
And so it was that quickly that the Lord took me from just liberalized ignorance to a genuine commitment to understand the scriptures and follow it. And in fact, all of my ambitions, you know, as a high school kid, you're already thinking, what am I going to do with my life?
Right.
I had planned to be a writer, a newspaper columnist who wrote political opinions, and I was really into politics. But it was that passage about the wisdom of this world being foolishness to God. I realized I can't devote my life to secular politics. I need to understand the gospel and spend my life disseminating that. And so that's what I began to pursue. And I look back on it now, I'm 67, So I've been a Christian for 50 years.
Wow.
And think the Lord has really been gracious to me to fulfill every desire I ever had to serve him. And it's been an amazing trip.
Just praise the Lord for that. And to have you then working with Dr. MacArthur for all these, just for 40 years of that, on Grace to You and the expository preaching. I mean, that's really kind of what it was for me, too. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, and I don't get into the details of all my story, but, you know, followed a girl to church, and we've now been married for 23 years. But it's that gospel message and the expository teaching, digging into God's word, and that's one of the things that Dr. MacArthur does so well on the radio programs and in his writings.
Yeah.
It really helps people dig in, whether you're a new Christian or been there for, you know, been a believer for a long time. So what's next on the horizon for Grace to You? I mean, we talked about a lot of the technology changes that have happened, you know, as the ministry moves forward.
Yeah, you know, we have a great staff, and they have. I can't take credit for it. It's the people on our staff who have kept up with technology as these changes have come. So far, we've been able to anticipate every one, and so that's why we have a really kind of a massive presence on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is just a treasure trove of teaching, and people often ask, well, John MacArthur's in his 80s now. What will you do when he's no longer able to teach, when he's no longer pastor of Grace Church? And our answer is we intend to continue broadcasting John's sermons on the radio as long as people will listen.
Yeah. Impact, like we talked about earlier, I mean, basically timeless messages.
Yeah, that's right. And so it like you pointed out, what he preached 50 years ago is still relevant today, just as if it were for today. It'll still be relevant in another 50 years.
Yeah.
And the comparison I always make is Charles Spurgeon. He and John also share a birthday. They were both born on the same day in July. And Spurgeon's sermons, you know, are as widely read today as they were in his lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know that he would have envisioned that, but it was a similar kind of preacher in that he kept to the scriptures. He didn't comment much on current events. There wasn't anything about his messages that was timely, and therefore they were timeless.
Right.
And people used to, at the end of Spurgeon's life, his critics said, he's old and outmoded, and he doesn't understand what the church needs to persevere into the future and reach the next generations. And there were a lot of younger pastors in London at the time who were trying new things and doing new methods. We've forgotten all of those people because they were creatures of their time. We still listen to Spurgeon. We still read his sermons because what he did was timeless.
Absolutely. Phil Johnson, our guest from Grace to You, our ministry of the month, Grace to You with Dr. John MacArthur, heard weekdays at 9 and noon here on The Mission. And, you know, speaking of that, kind of the issues of the day and what we're experiencing in the seminar, what are some of the things or one of the big issues that you see are affecting the church or us as a body of believers?
I think the evangelical movement, beginning sometime maybe in the early 20th century, sort of began to sort of chase the culture to try to keep up with things, and it was a mistake, I think, because now the church, too many churches, are obsessed with what's happening in the culture, and that draws people's attention away from the scriptures. The very thing we're talking about,
right?
It makes the church's message not so timeless, and it also draws the message away from the timeless truths of scripture to where we're too obsessed, I think, with the issues of today. And we live in a particular time of turmoil, what with the COVID crisis and political upheaval and increasing polarization in America. And the only answer to all of that is the gospel. And the church needs to make that the center of their message and not all of the other things that people want to talk about.
I think you are spot on with that, and I think that's what actually comes through in Grace to You. It's what we've kind of been talking about through the whole conversation today, that if you focus on the gospel, you focus on Christ's shed blood, death, a burial and resurrection. We can. That's what's changing hearts and minds. And Phil, I just appreciate you taking time to join us today. We've just got about 2 minutes left here. Would you close us in prayer, please?
Sure. Lord, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you that it is timeless. Thank you for the power that it conveys to us, that your word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, that it's able to penetrate even the hardest hearts. And we pray, Lord, as the word goes out through this radio station, even today, that your word will have its way in the hearts of men and women who listen, that Christ would be uplifted in that, and that we would be motivated to serve him more faithfully. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Phil. And give our best from all of us here at the Mission in the Twin Cities to Dr. MacArthur. And we look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Phil Johnson with Grace to You. Of course, Grace to You, our ministry of the month, heard every weekday.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.